relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
If someone had told me, after I moved to America a couple of years ago, definitely before I entered the White House, that, yeah, you'll be sitting on a radio studio waiting for a congressperson to wend their way to you across Washington, D.C. for an in-studio interview, I'd say, off to Bellevue with you. But it's true. It's so exciting. Can you tell I'm excited? I love talk radio. I love my team. I love you, our listeners, and our callers. And we're going to dedicate the next hour to a true rebel, a freedom fighter. The left detests her. And that's why she's coming on my show. She's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Just a scant 20 minutes ago, she was voting in the House. And she promised as soon as the vote is over, she's jumping in a car coming over here. And she's on her way. In the meantime, so many stories to discuss with you from the revelations at justthenews.com. Our colleague, John Solomon, of Vice President Joe Biden's private email account that he used for government business, to Nancy Pelosi breaking news, blocking GOP members of the so-called January 6 investigation and commission, including ranking Judiciary Minority Member Jim Jordan, as well as the news that Fauci, the little fascist, may be in deep water. It is a crime. Just ask the individuals who have been targeted by the Obama holdovers, such as Roger Stone. It is a crime to lie before Congress. You're under oath. You're not supposed to lie. It looks as if Senator Paul has caught Fauci in a lie, a felonious lie about the Wuhan lab and the funding of the research to make viruses even more deadly. And he might have recommended a certain Dr. Fauci, the highest paid bureaucrat in America, be brought up on charges of lying to Congress. We'll give you that and so much more. But first, let us welcome him back after his adventures, his odysseys, the one, the only, Professor Shad, who is rapidly disposing of his chewing gum. I don't know why he's in a high-stress situation. Shad, is it not good to be back?
It really is. You start to miss work. Although, I'm in a bit of a zone right now.
What kind of zone? What kind of zone?
I got on a plane at 11 p.m. Seattle time.
Uh-huh.
Got here at 8 p.m. 8 a.m.
Yeah. Ooh,
DC time.
You arrived this morning?
And I came to work, so...
Ooh.
See, that's the thing. What matters is the electricity in this art form. You know? It'll keep you going through anything.
Well,
I don't need coffee. I don't drink coffee. I've got radio.
I think you're caffeinated today. I have to say, I don't know whether it's the weather, whether it's the red eye, or whether it's just the excitement of being back in front of your board. But you have a certain ruddy complexion. You look very healthy, Shad. Did you get a little sun at the weekend?
I spent a couple of days fishing on a lake. It was absolutely wonderful.
Delightful.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful.
So are you a fisherman?
I am. I am a fisher of men, as Christ commands us, and also a fisherman.
Oh, and a fisher of fish.
A fisher of fish, yes.
Any luck?
Yeah.
With our slimy friends?
My fiance fished for the first time in her life.
Oh, no.
She didn't have an opportunity, and she caught a fish, so it was a big deal. It was kind of, right now it's really hot in Seattle, so the fish have lice. The fish have lice.
Well,
that's gross.
That's common.
Yeah.
Did she freak out when she caught her fish?
No, she was super excited. She did it like a champ, really.
All right.
I have a good picker.
I'm impressed.
I'm not going to say.
Have to meet this lady. Okay. Did we survive, Mr. G, Eric? How did we... Hey, you're the one, Miss... No, you're first, Mr. G. Get on that mic. I mean, seriously, you have to do two jobs for 3 days.
The drop I played for you says it all.
The drop he played for me says it all. It does indeed. The one about me and Mark Levin, right? That's the one you're thinking about.
No, the one you said, why my producer's so great.
He's so modest. He's so... He needs to get back to work. Eric... How did we do?
I still have a pulse. I'm still good, so I think we did all right.
He's still breathing. That's his metric. Okay, let us talk about something that Mr. G pointed me to. If you haven't seen it, I don't like advertising these streaming services. You know the only streaming service I love now? It's this thing called Pluto. Why? Because Pluto runs the same show on a channel, okay? They run The Love Boat 24 hours a day. It's hilarious. I love it. I just love it. I watch that. They have Rawhide. They have... what's that one about that vampire family? Dark Shadows or whatever. And then they have the Doctor Who Classic Channel. 24/7. My childhood. Black and white color. 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's fabulous. That's the only channel I really like now. However, I pay attention to Mr. G. And he pointed me in the direction of a new show. What's it called? Tyrant?
I think that's what it is. The Netflix show, right?
Yeah, the Netflix show.
No, yeah, it's called How to Become a Tyrant.
Right. So it literally is a guidebook over several episodes of how to become a Hitler, a Stalin, a Mussolini, a Mugabe, an Idi Amin. And the strange thing about it, number one, how does Dinklage have such a deep voice? For a rather small individual, Mr. Dinklage is the voice of God for this show. He's the voiceover artist. And it's impressive. He sounds like a guy of, 300 pounds who's been a linebacker all his life. But forget that for a second. It's slick. It is really slick. It has documentary footage from all these dictatorships, Mao, Hitler, you name it. And then interspersed with really slick cartoon animations of how you commit mass murder, how you build gulags, how you torture people. The episode on Saddam Hussein and what he did to his sons-in-law, yes, had them murdered. Yeah, use your imagination. But the most peculiar thing is, there's a injection from Dinklage of a little hilarity, a little jocularity. It's treated like history and a little bit of wink, wink, nudge, nudge. For example, if you need to take over a country, this is how you do good propaganda. I mean, it's kind of very creepy. This isn't to illustrate the evils of fascism and communism. It's wink, wink, how you should do it.
how you should become a dictator and a mass murderer. If you don't believe me, okay, I don't want to make money for Netflix, watch a clip of it somewhere. You'll find a clip. Watch it. Now, why? You know me, I hate conspiracy theories. But why is this published now? Why is it distributed now? Because in the history of mankind, especially in the last 100, 120 years, there is a pattern to dictatorial regimes. I don't care who it is, whether it's Mao in China, Mussolini in Italy, Hitler in Germany, whether it's Idi Amin in Uganda, it doesn't matter. It's the same. The playbook is the same, whatever continent you're on. The first two things you must do to take control is, number one, the media. It used to be the radio stations. You've got to take over the national radio station. Then, it's one. After you've got the media, it's the organs of state power, starting with the police and intelligence. This is being broadcast now in America, an American product. How to be a big dictator. And what have you witnessed in the last 5 years in America when it comes to the media, the federal police, the national intelligence? See what I mean? We have some work to do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Marjorie Taylor Greene in studio imminently. Jenna Ellis, President Trump's former presidential attorney. Jennifer Horn, our West Coast warrior princess. And a new member of Congress I got to meet at the weekend. She's a pistol as well. Whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else only to fail to find relief? If that's the case, please try this amazing product that has relieved me from a lower back pain that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. But it's not just me. It's people like Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees were not getting a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. What an incredible story. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? I tell you what, the only thing you've got to lose is the pain. Find out today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Seb, let me tell you something so everybody on Roku can hear this, too. You're fantastic.
Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic.
Who said that? Was that the great one on my show yesterday? How kind of him. He wanted to say that in front of our audience. Please, if you're watching us, hit the Rumble button. If you're not watching us, why not? We're live streaming on Facebook and on the First Amendment alternative to the fascists at YouTube. It's the video streaming platform rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Already more than 250,000 people have subscribed. You're good guys. Do it if you haven't. Rumble.com/SEBGORKA. We're still waiting for MTGC is about to arrive. Before we do that, a piece of video. We discussed gaslighting yesterday. We're going to discuss gaslighting on my Newsmax show this Sunday, the Gorka Reality Check. And I wanted to share with you a prime example of what gaslighting is. It's still a concept most people struggle with. But here is a prime example of what it means to lie to your face to make you try and doubt your sanity. It comes from somebody who knows a lot about lying. Her name's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Cut 12, play cut.
Why don't you want our schools to teach anti-racism? Why don't Republicans want their kids to know the tradition of anti-racism in the United States? Why are Republicans trying to ban books in this country? Why are Republicans trying to ban speech? Why are they trying to fire certain professors?
Who's banning the story of anti-racism? Chad, who's banning? I'm trying to think. Which Republican is banning the story of anti-racism?
Oh, gosh. You know, I keep
is it too
to,
many?
I keep trying to come up with names, and all I can think of is just Democrat after Democrat. Especially, you know, when they're doing the code-switching thing and saying anti-racism, what she's trying to say is CRT, which is not anti-racism.
No.
Not in any respect.
No, CRT, critical race theory, is racism.
Entirely.
And when she says all the Republicans trying to ban books, who's banning books except Amazon banning conservative books?
Exactly. It's not, you know, banning them from being sold or whatnot, just banning them from using, like, in curriculum to teach children, to inculcate them at a young age.
When the admiral in charge of the Navy is putting racist books by Ibrahim Kendi on the reading lists, who's banning books?
As I said, it's the Democrats.
Okay, guys, that is the definition of gaslighting. They are lying to your face, and we're not going to let them. The only people who are teaching racism systematically are the Democrats. Again, it is the tweet from yesterday that drove the left insane. Just an innocent little tweet I had to write. Critical race theory? How about some critical race fact? The Democrats created the Ku Klux Klan. That's the kind of history we need to teach. Why? Because it's the truth. However, we're not allowed to teach recent history or history in the making, such as what happened in January on the 6th here in Washington, D.C., Nancy Pelosi has rejected two of the names for the investigatory committee on January the 6th. One of them, the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan. It's breaking news, and here is Congressman Jordan's response. Cut 12, play cut.
The leader and Jim are exactly right. This has always been about politics, and today's actions of the speaker just confirm that, but frankly, and I've said this before, what else are they going to talk about? I mean, they're so focused on the January 6th committee. What else are they going to talk? Are they going to talk about crime? The fact that crime is up in every major urban area in this country? They're going to talk about the border crisis? I mean, think about this. March was the highest month on record for illegal crossings until April. April was the highest month on record until May. May was the highest month on record until June. Can't talk about that. They're going to talk about inflation? They're going to talk about the fact that the price of eggs is up, the price of milk is up, the price of bread is up, the price of gas is up, the price of an airline ticket is up, the price of a used, the price of everything is up. They can't talk about that. So they're going to be partisan, and they're going to focus on this.
I don't know who said it, but somebody recently said it in the last 24 hours that this is simply an attempt at impeachment number three. That's all this committee will be. And for somebody who has been sold to us incessantly over the decades as, quote-unquote, the arch strategist, Nancy, the strategic mind of the left, because it sure isn't Chuck Schumer. This is perhaps one of the most, along with the last two impeachments, this is perhaps the most asinine, the most imbecilic decision she has made. Because now, I don't care who you are, you may be the most rabid Democrat voter. The idea that there is any semblance, just an inkling, an iota of legitimacy to this commission when you have shut out the individuals from the other party. It smacks of what? It smacks of one thing and one thing alone, that you believe there should be a one-party state. It's not just taking over the media. It's not just using federal police and intelligence to target to target those you politically disagree with. It is now the attempt to maintain political control of the commission in the hands of one party. She's arrived. She's not just in the building. She's in the studio. She's Marjorie Taylor Greene. And she's on camera. Say hello to everybody, MTG.
Hi, everyone.
Is it rude to call you MTG in person?
No.
Is that your brand now?
I own it.
Okay, good. She owns it, like she owns the libs. Have you just come from Capitol Hill?
I sure did.
What's going on?
Well, Nancy Pelosi kicked Jim Jordan and Jim Banks off the committee.
So now it's going to be what? Just like a Stalinist rubber stamping one party committee?
Absolutely. The Democrats are the Communist Party of America. So now she showed her hand, right? She literally laid her cards on the table, kicking off Jim Jordan, kicking off Jim Banks. She doesn't want anybody that's going to stand up for Republicans or stand up for the people. All she wants to do is turn this into witch hunt 2.0, target President Trump, target Republicans, and target Trump supporters all over America.
But any sense that she can pitch this, she can sell this as some kind of legitimate investigation, that's dead.
Oh, it's completely dead. Right. She just showed herself to be totally one-sided. She only wants her truth, and her truth is that everyone's an insurrectionist.
The insurrection. It's interesting. Yeah. And the first guy who was sentenced yesterday, he was sentenced. What was the charge? Was it? I'm trying to think. Did the word insurrection?
No. Yeah. But here's the issue, though, Sebastian. January 6th is the only day I know of where a bunch of legal gun owners, and I'm pretty sure most of the people that were there that day are legal gun owners, left their guns at home, chose not to bring a gun, and went to the Capitol. So I'm not sure about that whole insurrection.
So the first time in history that an insurrection occurred with people who were legal gun owners who left their weapons at home, and the only person who used the weapon was Lieutenant Michael Byrd, who killed the unarmed Ashley Babbitt. She's just started. It's going to be fun. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
To announce on behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable. We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
That's why I like her. That's why millions of Americans like her. That's why I have on my window behind me, if you go to the one shot, Eric, the massive, it doesn't quite fit. I tried to put it on my car and I think it filled the whole back window. The impeach Biden sticker that drives them crazy, and that's why it's there. What else drives them crazy? Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, and she's in studio with us for the hour. It says here, just a very simple bio, wife, mother, and congresswoman, Georgia's 14th District. For those who aren't familiar with your backstory, you've been on this show several times before, but we get new listeners every single day. We've got at least 3 million listening right now, plus everybody on Rumble, on Facebook. Tell the world what people should know about you, your background, and why you did this insane thing to become a member of Congress.
That's a great question. I ask myself that every day here lately. One thing a lot of people don't know that they've been saying to me lately is they didn't know this is my first time serving in Congress. As a matter of fact, this is my first time ever being elected, being a politician. Before January 3rd, but and before that, before I became a candidate, I've just been a business owner. My husband and I own and operate the construction company that I grew up in, that my dad founded and grew. And then I bought it after I graduated from college, graduated from UGA with a business degree, bought my parents' company. And then my husband and I have owned and operated it and grown it. We serve about 11 different states across the Eastern Seaboard.
Wow.
Yes, we do commercial construction,
We've been doing this for over 20 years. I also used to own a CrossFit gym.
That explains it. Because have you seen the videos of this lady? Oh, my God. Her workout makes me blush. It is very impressive, I have to say. Those pull-ups.
Hey.
Something else.
I love it. So I've always enjoyed fitness and got into that and enjoyed training people and helping people. That's why I keep talking about how obesity is really the number one risk factor for COVID-19.
Right.
But the Democrats don't care about that. No, they really want to go to your front door, check on their checklist, make sure they got your name and your address, and find out if you and your family have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. And if you haven't taken it, then they really would like to offer it to you right then and there on the spot.
Or some kind of badge that you can wear that says you're unclean or something.
Of course. And a card to carry around to identify if you're vaxxed or not vaxxed. And then they've got to keep a list on that. But, you know, I really see this differently. I have truly lived the American dream.
So you have. You clearly have with your businesses, the business your father founded. So what the heck are you doing in the swamp as a politician? What happened there, Marjorie?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm also a mom of three incredible human beings that I adore more than anyone on this planet. And I am gravely concerned for their future. And the direction that our country is going in, the Democrats, I started calling them socialists when I was running for Congress. I've blown past that. I now call them the Communist Party of America. The Democrats are the communist. And it's not just the progressive wing. It's the whole entire party now.
You said something in the break that AOC and the rest of them, they should just, they've come out of the closet anyway by what they're saying and pushing. They should just start wearing the communist star, shouldn't they?
Of course.
Just to be proud.
Be proud. See, they could sell those T-shirts and those bumper
stickers.
Those
expensive, those $70 sweatshirts that AOC sends about tax the rich.
Yeah, and Ilhan Omar with all of hers, you know what they say. But yeah, they could sell merchandise. I mean, they could bring in a whole lot of campaign donations and contributions for just identifying themselves as communists.
Being good capitalists.
Right.
As they're spreading the communist message. Funny how
right.
that works.
Well, capitalism only works in controlled environments in a communist country. And that's why we see big tech function so well and gets along with the Democrats. And, you know, so some other certain corporations that are so woke. You know, they've got to push these Democrat communist policies through their companies, on their employees, and directly onto their customers, because that's the communist way, right?
We'll talk about woke corporations. I got a long list here. We'll talk about big tech. I want to talk about Fauci, because he might be in trouble, thanks to Senator Paul. It's very exciting news. We are talking to Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, 14th Congressional District of Georgia. Follow her right now, RepMTG. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network across the nation, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Knee deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts. America First with Dr. G.
We are having fun here in the break. So much fun. But you're not going to have a lot of fun if we have another cyber attack, if there's some kind of act of God. And guess what? It's not the gas pumps that are empty. It's not the shortage of milk or toilet paper. What if it's our food supply chain? Do you have a plan? I've got a plan, because I know the average grocery store has less than 4 days of stock in the back. If there's a break in the supply chain, that's it. After 4 days, no food. And I'm not going to be the guy who comes home and says to my wife, sorry, nothing to eat tonight. No food for the kids. I've gone with the best. They've been in the business since Katrina. It's My Patriot Supply. They have 41,000 five- and four-star ratings. Their food stays fresh for 25 years. And right now, if you use my connection, you'll get 25% off their first 1 month supply. I've got several months ready, because I'm not going to be that person who can't feed my loved ones. Go now to preparewithgorka.com to get 25% off, so you can feed your family no matter what happens. You gotta have a plan. Go to preparewithgorka.com. That's preparewithgorka.com. We are back with none other than the scourge of the left. She is Marjorie Taylor Greene, Georgia 14. She's in studio because that's how much she cares. She knows what this show is called. It's called America First. We've got a big sticker behind us from Marjorie, impeach Biden. She's working on the next one. And it has to do with a certain overpaid bureaucrat, a little fascist called Fauci, who's in deep, deep water. Let's listen to Rand Paul and his take, and then we'll listen to MTG. Cut two, play cuts.
I think the reasoning behind him being so resistant, so livid, and so full of ad hominem is he realizes that once the public realizes that the NIH, under his leadership, funded the Wuhan lab, that is beyond question they did. The NIH funded the lab. But once the public figures out that they were doing very, very dangerous research there, gain-of-function research, taking animal viruses and making them more transmissible into humans, once everybody puts this together, he realizes where the blame's going to attach. He has at least tangential responsibility. If this came from the lab that he was funding, my goodness, can you imagine the moral culpability that the man has?
Now, instead of being at some swanky fundraiser, instead of hanging out with the cool kids from the establishment media, where was Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday?
I went to the Senate hearing with Dr.
Hang on,
Fauci.
But you're a congresswoman.
That's right. That's right.
So you took the time to go to the Senate?
Absolutely.
To listen to that?
Absolutely. Because I have been, after Dr. Fauci, I introduced the Fire Fauci Act, which I'm proud to have 14 co-sponsors now.
Fabulous.
People are finally getting onto it. Because Rand Paul is also revealing the truth. Dr. Fauci funded the gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab, just like Rand Paul said.
Through a cutout.
That's right. Through a cutout. It went there, funded this gain-of-function, which is exactly what Dr. Fauci wanted to happen. Gain-of-function is so dangerous. It creates bioweapons. Gain-of-function took this virus that's transmitted between animals. Gain of function means it gives it a function that it becomes a virus that's transmitted between humans.
So let's just reiterate this, because this mm-hmm. is like, you know, the fancy verbiage of the scientist, gain of function.
I call it Dr. Frankenstein science. That's really what it is.
This is what it is, because you're mm-hmm. taking a virus, and yes. this is what Senator Paul made clear, and you're actually making a bad virus even deadlier.
Evil. You're making it evil. This was a virus that just was transmitted between bats, not harmful for humans. It didn't hurt humans at all, and it shouldn't have hurt humans. Dr. Fauci funded it with our tax dollars in order for this virus to be able to not only make people sick, but to kill people. That is called a bioweapon.
And yesterday, we played the clip. He did the old Clinton, depends what the definition of is. Fauci played with the, well, that's not what gain of function means. Well, it is, actually. If you're making a virus more dangerous, that is the definition of gain of function.
Absolutely.
And he's been caught.
Absolutely, he's caught. And now that he is caught, I wanted him fired because we never elected him.
Nope.
He should have never been calling policy, never should have been calling anything for the American people. However, he did, because he lied to everyone. He told us millions of people are going to die. In his personal emails, it said hundreds of thousands are going to die. You want to know why he knew that? Because he knew everything about COVID-19 before it came out, because he's involved in the gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab. This is a bioweapon. And now that we've talked to Dr. Yan from China, the Chinese dissident, the virologist that has escaped, not only is there COVID-19 as a bioweapon, she says there are other bioweapons. And China...
Let's just add one little piece of evidence. There's one level 4 biodefense research lab in China that works for the Chinese military. It's the one in Wuhan.
Exactly. Exactly. And so here's what I've been saying, Sebastian. If I was in charge, if I had my way, the way the United States would deal with China would be completely different than what we're doing right now. You see, China wants to take over the world. China wants to be the number one superpower economically and militarily. That's what China wants. And so China has already, due to this virus from the Wuhan lab, They lied to everyone all over the world. People have died everywhere. So what we should be doing in the United States is we should be kicking out anyone that is loyal to the CCP. Get out of our colleges and universities. We don't want your money in our colleges and universities. We do not want your students that are loyal to the CCP. No student visa for them. We don't want your companies here that are loyal to the CCP. Go back home. We're going to put tariffs back in place. And then China, when you can tell the truth, you can tell us the protocols for this virus. You need to tell the rest of the world and tell all of us what other bioweapons do you have. They need to be destroyed. Bioweapons should be destroyed. This is morally and ethically wrong.
It was 1972. Nixon signed the bioweapons treaty with the Soviet Union that made them illegal. And there's gain-of-function research being done in communist China funded by America. This is beyond anything in a dystopian Tom Clancy novel. It's got to stop. She's talking clearly. She's Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Follow her, Rep. MTG. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. So much more to discuss with this freedom fighter here on America First. Do not touch that dial. As you know, there is far too much cancel culture out there, and there's far too much of us conservatives funding the bad guys. Don't do it any longer. If you've got a cell phone tied to one of the big cell phone companies, they sponsor, they donate to organizations like Planned Parenthood and gun control NGOs. Not Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone carrier that actually has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life. If you don't want to fund your enemies, join the good guys. They have coverage across the nation. They have plans to fit any budget, and you'll get more discounts with me today. You can keep your old number. The U.S.-based customer service team is superb. Call 972-PATRIOT today. Get 50% off your first 2 months or $100 off any phone in stock with a one-year commitment. Plus, you'll get Premier Activation. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Join the good guys today. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka.
America First. Magnificent.
It's okay. We've done it. We set it up. I'm going to be the ref. There's going to be a mass wrestling match between AOC and MTG. Right? Okay, let's do it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy this show, support those who make it possible, like Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. President Trump uses them. My whole team uses them. There's a reason he sold 51 million of them, because they're that good. Use my name to get up to 66% of his line of more than 100 products at MyPillow.com. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. Right now, allegedly. What does Clavin call her? Alexandria Occasional Cortex is talking Green New Deal on the House floor. And what are you going to be talking about later, MTG?
I'm going to be tearing apart her Green New
Deal.
Nice.
Okay.
And coming then, up about 5:45. Watch it on C-SPAN.
Watch it on C-SPAN after you finished watching this show.
Yes, of course.
Talk to us about, you've got a list of amendments you want to drop.
Right. These amendments are for appropriations. As everyone knows, we're doing the budget. And because America First policies are the most important policies, these are the only policies we should be focusing on. But the Democrat Communist Party is in charge, so that's not happening. They're focused on helping China. So here's what I'm doing. I'm introducing amendments. No funding for Fauci. Completely defund his paycheck. That's one.
You mean, but hang on. He only earns $413,000.
Right. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
For 37 years.
Absolutely. To fund a bioweapon.
To fund bioweapons research.
Yep. Dr. Frankenstein. That's who he is. Another amendment. No money for abortion at home or overseas. Period.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Marjorie.
You're welcome. I would love to see it happen. No money for sanctuary cities harboring illegals that broke into our country. No money to compel COVID vaccine and no funds to schools who require it. no money. We're not going to fund vaccines, and we're going to defund schools that force college students and children to take a vaccine to go to school there. Completely wrong. Should be a choice. Make the choice. Let everyone decide.
My body, my choice.
Exactly. No money to go toward making members of their staff wear masks. So companies that require their employees or staff to wear masks, hey, if you're getting government handouts, you can't do that. That's discrimination. No money to enforce gun control regulations. Defund gun control. No money to keep a list of gun owners' backgrounds info. We should not be funding that. No money for countries who violate our immigration laws. If your citizens are coming to America and breaking in our country and violating
now
our
that,
laws.
That's very imaginative.
No money for you. You don't get the foreign
if you're
the
getting,
lovely check.
If you're getting thousands of your, if you're allowing thousands of your citizens to come here illegally, why should we pay you money?
You don't deserve our money.
Genius. All right. Is it still going?
I got a few more.
We'll keep discussing it. She's going to stay for one more segment. Why? Because she's that patriotic. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation, live streaming on Facebook, on Rumble, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Stay on this channel.